T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You are entering the news vault from KCBS Radio.
Flames and the smoke.
I have a tape recorder here in my hand.
Now nobody would think of doing that.
The newsmen were blocking the door.
It worked for a couple of seconds.
Bringing the sounds of history back to life. Here is your host, Stan Bunger.
One of the fascinating things about going through the KCBS archives to prepare these podcasts is remembering programs that are long gone. One of them was the KCBS News Magazine. It aired for many years in the early afternoon hours. It was an interview program, not strictly a call-in program, but an interview program. And in 1983, we found it being hosted by Michael Dixon. He was an erudite broadcaster. In this case, he was out on remote at the Santa Clara County Fairgrounds in San Jose, and it was sort of a combination of two KCBS programs of the era, the KCBS News Magazine and the KCBS Kitchen. He was joined, Michael Dixon was, on this broadcast by Al Hart and Harvey Steiman, who hosted the KCBS Kitchen. You'll also hear a local news break anchored by Al Helmzo and part of a CBS hourly news broadcast anchored by Douglas Edwards. Many great names, all embedded in this from 1983.
Live from the Santa Clara County Fair, this is the KCBS News Magazine, a special edition of the KCBS Kitchen with Al Hart, Harvey Steiman, and I'm Michael Dixon, and you're Vivian and El Sobrante. Vivian, how are you today?
Just fine, thank you.
Good.
I'd like to tell you that I like your...
I'm sorry, say that again.
I said I like your program very much. I enjoy your program very much.
Thank you very much.
And I like to know a recipe for a scampi. Scampi?
Scampi?
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's clear something up about scampi before I give you a recipe. The word scampi means kind of a small prawn, or a large prawn, or small lobster. It's an animal that grows in the Adriatic. And actually, we have something that is the same thing as a scampi that grows off the coast of California, and around here we call them Monterey Bay prawns. They're very expensive, and if you want to impress your guests, you can tell them that these are the same thing as scampi in Italy. But there's also a dish called shrimp scampi, which is made with prawns or large shrimp. And all it is the shrimp sautéed in a little bit of olive oil with some garlic and white wine. And just sort of boil that down until it all mushes up together in a sauce. I'd say for a pound of shrimp, you would use 2 or 3 tablespoons of olive oil, about a half a cup of white wine, and maybe 2 cloves of garlic chopped up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, yeah, that's just salt and pepper.
Well, what do you do now, Harvey? Do you heat the olive oil and the white wine first, and then put the
Heat the olive oil in the pan first,
yeah,
and then saute the scampi.
Uh-huh.
And when it starts to turn a little bit pink, then add the garlic and the white wine and let it all cook together. I don't like to add the garlic to the fat because then it browns and turns a little bit bitter. But when there's some moisture in there, then it just kind of boils and it gets soft and it adds its flavor to the whole thing and it's terrific.
Okay.
I serve that with a little bit of rice.
Sounds wonderful.
Rice or noodles.
Yeah, what a nice thing to do for the weekend.
Very good. All right, thank you very much. Let's go to Kensington, and Jerry, you're on KCBS. Jerry, go ahead.
Hi. First of all, regarding the scampi, by the way, you can buy the real thing. It costs a fortune, but there are some places around the Bay Area that do sell them frozen. I think they bring them from Alaska. Anyway, my question today is regarding bread, and I was wondering if Harvey can tell me if there is anything in the baking process itself that can help to make a bread more chewy.
More chewy?
Yeah.
Not in the process, although if you use a bread flour or a high gluten flour, you would get a little more of a chewy texture. What kind of flour do you use when you bake bread?
I've tried to add gluten to the high gluten flour bread that I buy in the store, you know.
Does it help?
Yeah, it does. I was just wondering, the other day I heard you talking to someone explaining about the cookies. You know, you were talking about keeping the oven hotter and doing it shorter time to get them more chewy. I was wondering if it applied to bread, too.
No, it really doesn't, because with cookies, you're talking about how fast the fat melts and how you're talking about a little flat thing that doesn't have very much moisture in it and is going to dry out to be either crisp or chewy. With bread, you don't want it to be either crisp or chewy. You want it to be either soft or maybe slightly chewy. It's a totally different structure in everything.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
Okay, thank you very much for calling. And we're going to take a break and then come back. We do have time for maybe one or two calls before we get into the newscast, but this special edition of the KCBS Kitchen on the News Magazine will continue until 3 o'clock. So if you're on hold by the time we get to the news, stay there. We will get to you. In San Francisco, our number is 391-KCBS. In Oakland, 839-KCBS. San Jose, 295-KCBS. Redwood City, 366-KCBS. And in San Rafael, 499-1606. News Magazine, the KCBS Kitchen, continues right after this.
Future's hazy, times are crazy, things don't seem too bright. Get a little Glendale going, you're gonna be all right. Life is tougher, getting rougher, prices are out of sight. Get a little Glendale going, you're gonna be all right.
Right now at Glendale Federal, home loan interest rates are the lowest they've been in years. And we have more loan programs than ever before. If you've been thinking of buying a house but have been put off by high rates and high monthly payments, call or come in. Chances are we can tailor a mortgage loan especially for you. We'll help you get a little Glendale going. Glendale Federal is an equal opportunity lender.
Love is showing, family's growing, what a happy sight. Get a little Glendale going, you're gonna be all right.
Over here.
Myrtle, why have you dragged me out in this heat just to go to American Savings?
Edna, let's just go inside. I've decided to switch and save.
This isn't a supermarket.
Oh, silly. I've decided to switch my account and save at American with you and your man, Robert.
Mrs. Becker, what can the new American do for you today?
Well, you can open an account for Myrtle.
Wonderful, Myrtle. You know, Americans just merged with State Savings, and that makes us the largest savings and loan in the country.
I like size.
Our assets top $20 billion.
$20 billion? I like the sound of those numbers, Robert.
Well, let me say, I like dealing with charming young ladies like yourselves.
I'll bet you say that to all the girls.
The new American Savings, $20 billion strong.
The new American Savings.
Live from the Santa Clara County Fair, I'm Michael Dixon, along with Al Hart and Harvey Steinman, on this special edition of the KCBS Kitchen, and the kitchen will continue. The hours of the kitchen will continue until 3 o'clock this afternoon, so come on up. The kitchen is open. That's right. Come on in, relax. Actually, you know, we shouldn't be using my theme. We should be using your theme for this particular hour. We have time for another call. Let's go to San Jose and Joe. You're on KCBS, Joe. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Hart.
Hi.
I just caught a portion of your comments about this New Orleans restaurant in San Francisco on my way back to the office. And I wondered if you could tell me the name of the restaurant and where it's located.
The name of the restaurant we've been talking about is Cape Paul's. And K-Paul's. And it's open just until the end of next week. Because it's the restaurant from New Orleans. They brought the whole staff over and they set up shop at the old Waldorf on Battery Street. Your Battery and Clay. And it takes about 3 to 6 hours to get through the line and in the door. But once you're inside, the food is wonderful.
I see. They don't accept reservations?
No reservations.
Not at all.
No credit cards, no checks, bring cash.
That's right. Or a flock of sheep, I understand. K. Paul will a few.
Flock of
don't
sheep.
Try
yeah.
that. No.
Actually, no, a pig.
Pig would be good, well. Certainly.
Yeah.
He would accept that.
Some chickens.
That's right. But the weight, there's no way around it.
No way around the weight.
Okay.
Possible to telephone and what the situation looks like?
Let's put it this way. If you're not in line by 6 o'clock, you might as well forget it.
What time does it open? 7:30?
6 o'clock.
It does open at 6 o'clock.
We have seen people in line at 11:30 in the morning.
Yep.
And maybe earlier. I don't know, but that's the earliest.
San Franciscans have gone slightly daft.
Yeah, they really have gone crazy over K. Paul's. It's wonderful.
Really,
I mean, it's just really, I'm sure that he's very pleased about it.
Oh, he's ecstatic.
Sure. So, you know,
staff is in a state of semi-rebellion.
Yeah. Is there any thought of having a K. Paul's West?
Well, as a matter of fact, one of Bill Graham's cooks mm-hmm. from, I guess it's from Wolfgang's, which is Bill Graham's new place, where he moved from the old Waldorf, is working in the kitchen and learning the secrets of the craft, and presumably will be doing something either at Wolfgang's or maybe Bill Graham's going to be setting him up with a restaurant. Nobody knows for sure, and they're being very quiet about it. But I'm sure we'll be hearing about it.
If there's that kind of excitement, I mean, when people are lining up at 11:30 in the morning to get into your restaurant that opens at 6 o'clock at night, it'd almost be daft not to somehow take advantage of that.
Without Paul Prudhomme, it may not be the same.
Ah.
But the food would probably be very good if he learned from... There is a disciple of Paul Prudhomme who's cooking in this area already.
Oh, is there?
One of the former cooks from K. Paul's in New Orleans owns a restaurant in Oakland, or cooks at a restaurant in Oakland called Lombard's.
And he knows.
He knows.
Good. Okay. We're going to pause and come back. Do you have anybody waiting for us? We don't. Do we know who's doing the news? Al Helmsley's doing the news. All right. That's good. Read my lips. All right. Al Hart is here along with Harvey Steinman. I'm Michael Dixon. This is the special edition of the KCBS Kitchen. Al, get in place. Get ready to do some news for us because we're going to come back. We're going to be conferring for the next 10 minutes or so and be back with more of the KCBS Kitchen special edition on the News Magazine between 2:06 and 3 o'clock. So stay with us. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Clara County Fair, and we would love to see you. So if you're in the neighborhood and you'd like to drop in and catch the fair activity, we're part of it, and we'd like you to be part of it, too, with us here at KCBS at the Santa Clara County Fair. Al Helmso is standing by, we hope, in the KCBS newsroom for an update. Al, are you there? And if you are, what do you have?
Well, I'm here, but I don't think I can do any news. I'm too hungry after listening to all you people down there.
I don't blame you.
We have a little traffic problem, Michael, this afternoon on Highway 80 eastbound near the Carquinez Bridge. The Crockett on-ramp, there's a chemical spill there. The on-ramp and the number 2 and 3 lanes are closed. Right now, number 1 lane is the only one open. 10 6-gallon drums fell off a truck. They don't know yet just what is in those drums. They're trying to determine that. In the meantime, it's causing a traffic problem. Highway 80 eastbound, the Crockett on-ramp near the Carquinez Bridge. So heads up in that area if you're driving along toward Carquinez there. The Department of Fish and Game today announced it plans to ban temporarily the use of gill and trammel nets off the coast of central California. A department spokesman says the ban, due to going to effect Monday at noon, still needs formal approval from the State Office of Administrative Law. The nets in question are the ones used by people fishing for halibut and kingfish. The ban would be for the protection of seabirds that in recent months have been caught by the thousands in those nets. The ban will be in effect in an area from Point Reyes on the north to Pigeon Point on the south, a straight line distance of about 60 miles. A fugitive mental patient pleaded not guilty amid tight security in Ontario today to the June 5th hatchet slayings of a Chino Hills family and a neighbor boy. 25-year-old Kevin Cooper sat with his hands pressed together, said nothing as his attorney entered the plea. The San Bernardino County District Attorney has pledged to seek the death penalty in the Cooper case. Marvin Pancoast, accused in the bludgeon slaying of Vicki Morgan, pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity today in Van Nuys. The judge there has set trial for December 5th and named two doctors to examine Pancoast. Police say Pancoast earlier admitted he killed Morgan with a baseball bat for treating him like a slave in a condominium they shared. Pancoast's lawyer says his client is not competent when he made that statement, that police have no other evidence linking Pancoast to Morgan's death. An Alameda County Superior Court judge said today he intends to sentence former Hayward City Councilman George Oakes to 90 days in the county's work furlough program for convictions on felony drunk driving and two counts of vehicular manslaughter. News Radio's Jerry Wilcox says the families of the victims were hoping for a stiffer penalty.
Judge Robert Barber said the two victims were drunk and jaywalking when they were struck and killed, and that their own conduct was the principal cause of their deaths. But he added that Oakes also had a responsibility which he's been unwilling to fully accept, so the judge indicated he will sentence Oakes to probation plus 90 days in a work furlough program. Evelyn Martinez, daughter of one of the victims, had hoped for the maximum 3-year prison sentence, and she is disappointed.
The facts proved that the street was light, and there was plenty of light, and he should have seen them.
Oakes attorney John Percio says the accident has made a shambles of his client's life, and work furlough is appropriate.
Well, it has, in effect, destroyed a man with his own self-respect and the respect in which he's held in the community. An embarrassing, humiliating kind of situation when you've lived the kind of exemplary life he has, and then to find that the only way people will ever remember you after 63 years is that you were involved in this accident.
Jerry Wilcox, KCBS News in Oakland.
Oakes, who served five terms on the Hayward City Council, was convicted by a jury in June after a three-week trial. Federal drug agents started using paraquat on Georgia marijuana fields today, and they say there is some thought being given about using the herbicide in California, but State Attorney General John Bandykamp has ruled out the use of the controversial substance, and the Federal Drug Enforcement Administration says it would probably seek state approval before using paraquat here in California. Charles Sherman, the assistant and agent in charge for the DEA's Northern California office, says paraquat spraying has been considered, at least in some areas of California. That herbicide is a federally licensed weed killer. It can cause severe respiratory ailments, including death, if ingested by human beings. A new $500,000 laboratory, which is designed specifically for the study of weapons against cancer, will be dedicated August 18th at Stanford University Medical Center, that facility funded by the Arm & Hammer Foundation in Los Angeles. It will serve as the new research center for a team studying special proteins of the body's natural immune system. Scientists say those proteins can seek out and destroy cancer cells in the body without damaging healthy tissue. We take a look at the Bay Area weather forecast for you now and find it's going to be fair into this weekend and warm. We've heard how warm it is down there at the Santa Clara County Fair. We'll be going back to Michael Dixon and his guests right after CBS News at the Hour coming right up here. The temperatures this afternoon around the Bay, 81 in Marin. It's 88 there in San Jose at the fair, 72 in Oakland. And at KCBS in San Francisco, we have a reading of an even 70 degrees. We might get a little breeze this afternoon to keep it cool, at least here in the city. This is Al Helmso for KCBS News at 2 o'clock.
Remember to follow the News Vault from KCBS Radio on social media. On Facebook, we're at News Vault Podcast. On Twitter, find us at News Vault SF. On Instagram, we're at News Vault. Until our next episode, you are leaving the News Vault from KCBS Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.